getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
Hi, this is Pastor David Evanger from Sedaris Church in Seattle. We meet in the Wallingford-Fremont neighborhood of the city. You can find out more about Sedaris at sedarischurch.com. That's S-I-D-E-R-I-S. As a young Christian, I remember being told to glorify God, to bring glory to Christ. And although I understood the things that I was supposed to do in order to make that happen, I never understood what was actually going on. When I read the Bible, it seemed clear to me that this was my primary purpose in life. But what does it actually mean to glorify God? Let's try to get clear. First, I think it's good to remind ourselves what bringing glory to God is not. It is not as if Christ or the triune Godhead does not already possess the fullness of glory. It is not as if we can give him something that he lacks in himself. We cannot make Christ more holy, more radiant, more beautiful, more powerful, more forgiving, or more compassionate. He is all in all. His glory is full, and in fact, it is already distributed throughout the world. The prophet Isaiah's great vision of God has angels surrounding God and singing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." This world is full of God's glory, and God cannot experience change. He is complete and immovable. So when we glorify God or glorify God in Christ, we are not saying that we change God in any way, as if somehow he needs something from us in order to become everything that he is meant to be. So what does it mean? Glorifying God or glorifying Christ means to make the realities of his being, character, and loving actions as known as they are real. To glorify God is to expose that which has always been there since the foundations of the earth and before in the eternal communion of the Godhead. God's glory is all around us, and he invites us to participate in the unveiling of those hidden mysteries as we ourselves become privy to them. Here's an illustration that might help. During the Christmas season, you are going to put some wrapped gifts under a tree, and there's coming a day in which you will unwrap those gifts and appreciate the value of them and communicate thanks to the giver. Well, guess what? That gift and the value of it is already there, even though it is still wrapped up. The fullness of the value is not changing when you unwrap it, but what changes is that its value is exposed to you. It's unveiled to your knowledge. That's how the glory of God works in the world, and there are many gifts common and special to be unwrapped, but none is more valuable or important as the gift of God's grace and salvation through the finished work of Jesus Christ, the gift of the gospel. But wait, the Christmas gift analogy doesn't stop there. Even before the gift is sitting wrapped under the tree, it was sitting unwrapped in the attic, as your parents waited for the perfect time to put it under the tree. But wait, it's even crazier than that. Before it was sitting in the attic, the gift was already in the mind and the heart of your parents who love you so much that they were planning what you needed and they would give it to you for your joy when the time was right. Do you know the greatest gift of God's grace works that way too? That even before you received it, before you opened it, before it was under the tree, even before the foundations of the earth, God was thinking about you and loving you so much that he was planning to send his son into the world to die on your behalf for the sins he knew you would commit. Oh, the magnitude of God's love, his glory has always been. If you have glimpsed the great glory and value of Christ Jesus our Lord, don't do what so many children do just days after Christmas. Don't get bored with that gift and put it back in the attic. Don't hide that great light under old dusty boxes. Continue to understand all that it is more fully and let it shine for others to see as well, unwrapping its truth for all to experience. I think of how the Apostle Paul encountered the risen Christ on the road to Damascus. He was blinded by the radiance of Christ's glory, and it changed him. For the rest of his life, as clearly and specifically as he could, he reverberated that revelation into the world around him so that they too might know God's glory in Christ Jesus. It makes sense of Paul's words to the Corinthians when he writes in 2 Corinthians 4:4, "In the case of those who are perishing, the God of this world has blinded the minds of unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Christ Jesus our Lord, with ourselves as your servants for Christ's sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Go today and every day and reveal God's glory to a world who has greatly undervalued him.
You've been listening to Pastor David Evanger of Sedaris Church in the Wallingford neighborhood of Seattle. To find out more about the church, visit them online at sedarischurch.com.
To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.